Okay, why should I care about mediation? Why should I want to do this?
Well, I think the answer to that, if I'd like to say, is Paul, Apostle Paul, said that he had a ministry of reconciliation. I think we're all involved in the ministry of reconciliation in terms of trying to live our faith and our witness in the world. However, what conflict does is it's sort of a drag or a hindrance on our witness, both to us personally and also out in the world where we live. So by resolving and reconciling our differences and bringing true biblical reconciliation, what we're doing is we're sort of freeing ourselves up, if you will, to be able to go forward in our lives and in our testimonies.
Okay. Paint me a picture of what it's like to go through a mediation.
Sure.
What does that look like?
Typically, two parties will agree that they want to do mediation, we will set a time and a place, which will usually be a minimum of 4 hours and sometimes up to 8 hours. Usually, it's resolved in one day. And we will sit down. Usually, there's some sort of written materials beforehand, either a letter or something informal that will give me a little background on the case. But our first session will be both people giving a little bit of testimony, I guess, about their side of the issue. We'll do that, like I said, in all of us being together. Then there'll typically come a time where we will meet separately, where I will sit down with a person individually. At that time, sometimes things are said that maybe they don't feel comfortable at that time revealing in the joint session. And we'll go further into some of the biblical kind of guidelines and scriptures. You mentioned one of them earlier. And we'll sort of look at two tracks, if you will. One is, you know, what does sort of logic and what would be a rational outcome or compromise in the solution? And then we're also going to talk a tougher conversation about what's God's will, which may dictate a different outcome.
Okay, and is there a winner and loser? Or I assume not. If it's mediation, there's not a winner.
There really isn't a winner, although what I always like to say is that mediation is an all win process, because by going through the process, what's happening is you are rebuilding the relationship and the communication that's been lost so effectively in the conflict. And the big difference between mediation and an adversarial trial is that in a trial, your whole goal has to be to decimate the other person, because that's how you win. And obviously, the relationship is going to be completely lost through that process. Mediation is just the opposite. It's rebuilding the relationship and restoring it.
Okay, before we go any further, I haven't even asked you about what kind of things do you mediate? What kind of disputes would we come to you with
sure.
to get resolved?
Typical business disputes, partnership disputes, real estate disputes, securities, probates, wills, employment issues, virtually any type of case other than divorces.
Okay. Why don't you do divorces?
Several reasons. One reason is biblically it's very difficult to find grounds for divorce. Another practical reason is that to get divorced, you have to file very specific paperwork with the courts, which we're not prepared to do. But what we are happy to do is to help the parties try to reestablish communication and try to help deal with the property and make certain agreements that they can move forward with if they so choose.
Okay. And what kind of a cost is it to have Christian mediation?
Typically, it's either a half day or a whole day fee. Half day fee is $1,200. Whole day fee would be $2,400.
So this is something we would come to you with a big dispute, like you said. This isn't for like a little neighborhood dispute or a neighbor to a neighbor.
It's typically a dispute that would otherwise be filed in a court.
Okay. And what kind of resolution do you usually get? I mean, what would be a typical resolution at the end of a mediation?
Well, a typical resolution would be there would be reconciliation between the parties. In terms of how the particular dispute itself is going to be resolved, I have to tell you that it's kind of exciting because I never know. Because when two believers get together and we lay out what a particular dispute is, and as we're praying about it and seeing what God's will is, the outcome can be sometimes unpredictable.